It's my pleasure to be speaking with Michelle Monaghan. She's here for Source Code. She plays Christina in this sci-fi thriller. Nice to meet you. This is quite a heady film. How did you wrap your head around it?
Well, it is a very heady film. It's definitely got some big ideas, but some, I think, really potentially plausible ideas as well. I read the script a few times, and I was really excited about the prospect of doing something that was science fiction, but yet also had a lot of emotional, it was a big emotional journey as well. So I thought that it was thought-provoking, but also it was not just a journey of the mind, but also a journey of the heart.
You're no stranger to thrillers and action, but here in the role of Christina, you're, how can I say it, an anchor for Jake Gyllenhaal's character. You are that person on a train that you know him, or who he appears to be in the train, but he initially doesn't know you. And the gist of this movie is 8 minutes replayed over and over again, but there are alterations every time.
That's correct. That was one of the most, I think, daunting aspects of the film, but also what intrigued me most about the film was the challenge of replaying 8 minutes, the same 8 minutes, the same dialogue, the same wardrobe, the same set over and over again, but nuancing it and adding subtlety to it to still make it engaging, for the audience. And that was an interesting exercise as an actor. And it was probably what seemed like it wouldn't be a lot of preparation for the role required me to prepare a lot for the role, to be incredibly organized, because it was a certain tone that we wanted to just shift slightly for each source code, for each 8 minutes. And you never know if you pull it off until you see the final product. And I was really honestly quite worried about it, but it actually really works, and it works really well.
How did you feed off Jake Gyllenhaal every time that, well, knowing that you know what's going to happen, but the changes that happened during those repeated 8 minutes?
Well, for me, it was honestly, I mean, I knew that we could have the connection as long as we made a connection, and he slowly started to, he was almost more in charge of having to make the connection, because he was kind of learning about the story or understanding his mission as the story moves on. For me, it was about sort of putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and really it was a more of an emotional sort of journey. So, you know, a couple of maybe the source codes I wanted to appear a little bit more mysterious, maybe Alfred Hitchcock-esque, yeah, which you don't really quite know who she is. Maybe she's the bad guy. And then there, so I wanted just tonally for it to shift, so I could move the story along that way emotionally.
You're the reaction to his action.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
What was the most daunting 8 minutes, you think, for you emotionally?
Well, I think the first source code was the most challenging, was the most difficult, because when you see the movie, there are about 15 people on a train car, and they all have action to do. There's a certain choreography that we knew that we had to establish, but once established, that would be the end all and be all, and that would be set in stone. So to actually get that was really the most difficult, and then to be confident that we did it the right way, and we did, and then we shot everything else chronologically, which was certainly a nice luxury that most movies don't afford you. So that made it easier from there on out.
Tell me about working with Duncan Jones.
He's fantastic. I mean, one of the nice things about Duncan, you know, listen, I'm not a sci-fi person per se, so these are big ideas. He's very knowledgeable in the area of sci-fi, and on top of that, he storyboards everything, which is very unique to any other director, really, that I've worked with. It's kind of something that's old school, so to speak. And so it was nice. I mean, I knew that he could direct this. It was really character driven. But when, you know, you say there's an explosion, it's nice to actually see what the action's going to be. And I appreciate that as an actress. And he's really collaborative. He's got a real great energy about him, and it was, I felt at times that we were making a student film. You know, we would all sit there and huddle and work together really intently, and he was great.
You talk about energy. You have a great energy in this movie.
Oh, thank you.
And but where do you draw from it? Because it's also this kind of subtle. You talked about being maybe mysterious in a scene or a couple of the repetitions or the source codes, mm-hmm. but where do you get this this fire?
Well, it helps to sit opposite Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, he's a really supportive actor, I have to say, and you really can't do it on your own. I mean, as you said, I'm the reaction to his action, and so I think you can always find something to draw upon. You know, there's something really intriguing about sitting across from a stranger every day, and then you start to strike up a conversation, and sometimes it's easier to be honest with a stranger than it is to be honest with yourself or people closest to you. And that was the backstory that I created for myself for this story, and that this was a woman that maybe wasn't living her life to her fullest potential. Was making some kind of bad decisions, and then one day starts to just talk to this guy sitting across from her and shares her life story, and he's just like, well, dump that guy, you know, get a new job. And he inspires her by giving her a fresh perspective on her life. And I think that's the kind of the theme in the story, is really, if you had 8 minutes, you know, how would you spend that 8 minutes? Well, if you could have it back, what would you do differently in your life? What would you say differently, you know? And that was what I thread through all the source codes, you know, and I think that allowed me to kind of keep upbeat and have a bit of a fire, because I was really, really intrigued, this person that was sitting across from me.
One of the people on the train is played by Russell Peters.
I love Russell.
He's
one of the nicest people I've ever met, and he's so funny. He was honestly the comic relief in this movie. And we spent a lot of downtime, you know, where they're getting ready for the next shot. And he'd just start doing his stand-up. He's one of the most self-deprecating, humble, talented people I've ever met. And I can't say enough about him. I think he's just genius.
All right. Michelle Monaghan, co-starring in Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal, Vera Farmiga, Jeffrey Wright, and Russell Peters, thank you for chatting.
Thank you. My pleasure.